November is National Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Lung cancer is the nation's leading cause of cancer death, killing more than breast, prostate, colon, and skin cancer combined. Early detection of lung cancer, when it's most treatable, is key to survival. New screening methods such as CAT scans are being used in clinical trials. Learn your risk and the symptoms of lung cancer. Smoking is the major risk, but you can develop lung cancer even if you don't smoke. Coughing, wheezing, and fatigue are just a few of the symptoms that are often confused with less serious conditions. Treatment may include surgery, radiation treatments, chemotherapy, or one of several interventional radiology procedures. Discuss treatment options with your doctor. For more information on lung cancer risk, symptoms, detection, and treatment, visit www.radiologyinfo.org. That's radiologyinfo.org. This health reminder from the Radiological Society of North America.
Tornadoes have been reported in several neighboring states.
Small business owner Jonathan Harlan of Jackson, Tennessee.
Living in Tornado Alley, you kind of get used to dealing with them. You just pray one doesn't hit your area. Late Sunday night, just before midnight, an F4 twister touched down in Jackson, leveling our downtown. There was nothing left of our building, just piles of bricks and concrete. We lost everything. Fortunately, backup systems were in place. Employees knew what to do and worked from other locations. Because we were prepared, our clients never knew the difference.
Whether it's a natural disaster or a terrorist attack, every business needs an emergency plan. A plan can save lives, company assets, and your entire business at little or no cost to your company. You can't control what happens, but you can be prepared. Visit www.ready.gov today. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Minutes past the hour. Let's take a little deeper look at the face of a Republican killer. You know, I take some hell from my own side for this theory of mine. The really, really gross, sleazy killers are the kind that sit up making the plans. You know, the ones who really put the pre in premeditation. That they're generally speaking, you can almost always be certain that they're Republicans, Republicans, what have you. Mrs. Cown, Julie Cown, was 31 years old when her husband, they were living in Massachusetts. She was 31 years old when, over the course of a four-month period, her husband began spiking her Gatorade with ethylene glycol. And did it, allegedly, because she had a $250,000 insurance policy. Now, Cown is the son of a former information officer for the Missouri House of Representatives. And he'd worked as a talk show host on KFRU-AM in Columbia and KLIK-AM in Jefferson City. And he was literally taken out in handcuffs during one of his commercial breaks. That must have been hell on the program director there. Hey, play some bumper music or something, you know? 31 years old and poisoned. Now, see, this is the part I don't get. I really don't get the Republican mindset. Now, he and his wife met when they were students at William Jewell College out near KCMO, Kansas City. Our buddies at WD40.com hail from out that way. But they met as students at William Jewell. I guess they were both involved in broadcasting of some sort. And he convinced her to move to Massachusetts because, he told her, he was going to go to the Harvard School of Business to get an MBA. See, that's the way, you know, I mean, George Bush, his hero, had that Harvard MBA that he never worked for. So this guy's going to follow in his footsteps, I guess. Well, he conned her into going there, lied to her and convinced her that he was going to school at Harvard. No, sorry, that was another lie, too. He went to the Harvard Continuing Community Education School, took one class, and promptly failed it. Julie told her parents that they were saving back $1,500 a month while they were in Massachusetts. And yet, when they left, they had a negative bank balance. Like I said, this is the part I don't get. My wife and I were disagreeing with one another even before we came on the air. But I don't want to kill her. Most of the time, she doesn't want to kill me.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
And no, I don't want to kill you.
Much?
Not at all.
You argue, you fight, you spat, you quarrel. At what point do you cross over the line and go, you know, I'm just going to put some antifreeze in your damn Gatorade and get it over with? Is it one of those Republican family values problems? You know, divorce is there. Divorce. Move on. Don't talk to each other. They didn't have kids. Break up. Bust up. Go on. You know, split the record collection and fight over the wagon wheel coffee table and, you know, call it even. Don't kill your spouse, Republicans. It's not that tough a concept. It's not that tough a lesson. You know, the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm. Maybe there should be another form of... Well, you know, thank God we don't have gay marriage. You know? Here's your classic Republican right-wing marriage between one man and one soon-to-be dead woman. And what a pitiful end she met. She went to the doctor, her kidneys were burned up. She was hoping to get a kidney transplant, dropped into a coma the next day and died. And this guy promptly hightails it out of Massachusetts and heads back to Jefferson City, Missouri. Sleazy, isn't it? Melissa Sherman, a spokeswoman for the Middlesex District Attorney's Office in Massachusetts, said, "It appears that the motive might have been financial. They didn't have any money, and there was a $250,000 life insurance policy on Julie." He was never able to collect on it because the death was under investigation. She started getting sick about 4 months after the couple moved to Massachusetts, and then on August the 20th, she was admitted to Newton Wellesley Hospital, where an MRI showed her kidneys had been burned up. That ethylene glycol's rough. You know, that's why you have to be so careful when you change your antifreeze in your car. Little animals, dogs, kitty cats, whatever, will come up and drink the stuff because it tastes good to them. And it will immediately destroy them. And it doesn't take a whole lot. So, what of it? As the falafel man says, what's it? All right. right, guys, stand by for a minute. We're having some technical problems from this little storm that blew through. God willing, we'll have it licked in a few minutes. Until then, enjoy the music. I'm Bob.
I'm just a kid.
I'm six.
I'm nine.
I'm four and a half.
And I've got asthma.
You know just how upset I can get when I have an asthma attack.
And I know that you want to do all that you can do to help me.
But you might not know about all the different stuff that can make me have an asthma attack.
Or all the simple things you can do to fight my asthma.
You can fight it with a bear.
You can fight it with a duck.
You can fight it with a wrench.
Put my teddy bear in the freezer to wipe out dust mites.
Dry off rubber duckies and fix leaks to get rid of mold.
Because mold can start my asthma attacks too.
Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Thanks for doing all you can to help me out.
Because I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
Roof fall accidents have declined significantly in recent years, but they still continue to claim the lives of too many working miners. Hello, I'm Bob Friend with the Mine Safety and Health Administration. No miner has to die from a roof fall accident. Miners and mine operators can take steps to reduce the likelihood of these tragic accidents in underground mines. Always follow the approved roof control plan for your mining operation. Make required roof examinations before starting work. Look at the roof closely, listen, and sound it out. Install additional roof support when you encounter adverse roof conditions. Always use maximum supervision and oversight when performing retreat mining operations. Never, ever walk or travel under unsupported roof. Make the right decision. Focus more attention on roof control in underground mines. Thank you for listening.
Got two reasons why I cry.
Chino, baby, the one Cherokee. First one to say she got my child, but it don't look like me. I said I'm running, but I took my time. A friend, the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
And
it's your second hour in the Liberal Sandbox, and you're head on with Bob Kincaid.
Waiting for the sunset to come, people going home. Jump out from behind them and shoot them in the head. Now everybody dancing, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead.
In time, strange folk found their way into the higher reaches of the mountain, and it was there that they found the caves of unimaginable sincerity and beauty. By chance, they stumbled upon the place where all good souls come to rest. The strange folk, they coveted the jewels in these caves above.